Everybody's heard about the stories in the Bible and the miracles that happened then. Oh, how we like to tell about the woman at the well and Daniel in the lion's den. Often overlooking that there's more to the story than the devil ever wanted us to think. Yeah, Daniel had to pray just like every other day so the lion wouldn't hurt him and the Lord would not desert him. The woman at the well had a miracle to tell about a prophet who'd offered her a drink. Oh, the three Hebrew children had to get into the fire and David had to find himself a stone. Well, take another look, he's right there in the book. They all did something on their own. Noah had to gather all the animals and put them in the ark before he ever went afloat. The eater could have never walked upon the water if he hadn't gotten out of the boat. Yeah. Wonder why the miracle they're seeking never happened, so they sit around and moan, worrying and fretting, doubting and sweating, so they never get a victory of their own. The moral of the story that we need to all consider when we're waiting for the promise to begin. Like Zacchaeus, the day that Jesus came his way, sometimes you got to go out on a limb. Oh, the three Hebrew children had to get into the fire, and David had to find himself a stone. We'll take another look, it's right there in the book. They all did something on their own. Noah had to gather all the animals and put them in the ark before he ever went afloat. Peter could have never walked upon the water if he hadn't gotten out of the boat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, the three Hebrew children had to get into the fire, and David had to find himself a stone. Oh, take another look, it's right there in the book. They all did something on their own. Noah had to gather all the animals and put them in the ark before he ever went afloat. And Peter could have never walked upon the water if he hadn't gotten out of the boat. Oh, Peter could have never walked upon the water if he hadn't gotten out.